For 5 years, Central New Yorkers have been talking about what should be done with an interstate viaduct that's reaching the end of its lifespan. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the discussion is now formal, with the State Department of Transportation and Federal Highway Administration holding the first scoping session in Syracuse, meant to gather community input on the issue.
The first of two scoping sessions was out to get Central New Yorkers' opinions about 81 on the record. And the first two speakers at the late afternoon into evening session crystallized what's become one of the biggest debates about 81, whether to keep the interstate in its current footprint, either as an elevated highway, a below-grade highway, or a tunnel, or create a boulevard-type road routing through traffic around the city via Interstate 481. Syracuse Common Council President Van Robinson remembers how 81 destroyed neighborhoods in the 60s. He's on the side of a boulevard.
81 has to go. The Berlin Wall has to be torn down.
Salina Town Supervisor Mark Nicotra, though, represents a northern suburb and businesses that sprang up when the interstate brought customers to their doorstep.
When Interstate 81 was being built in the 1960s, there is no doubt that it isolated and tore apart a Syracuse neighborhood. Let's not repeat history by tearing down Interstate 81 and cutting off the northern suburbs.
Officials weren't just taking comments made at the mic. They also asked people to drop comment sheets in cardboard boxes or talk to a representative privately about their views. There's also a chance to make comments online. All these visions of 81 will be accepted through January 17th. That won't be the end, though, of the chance to get on the record. After the scoping session issues a report, there will be a draft environmental impact statement crafted with a comment period, then a final environmental impact statement with a comment period. DOT spokesman Bo Duffy says the whole thing could take at least 2 years, and he says there can't be too much public input.
We really appreciate how engaged Syracuse is, and keep the comments coming.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.